Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you approach just your mindset in that whole kind of scenario this week?
It's a division game. I know they're not playing for like a spot in the playoffs, but I mean, we are, and we want to go into the playoffs confident. And part of that is having a good showing on Sunday.
You guys can lock up the number two seed, so next week wouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. You could kind of use that as a bye week almost. Mm-hmm. Is that any motivation this week for going to win Sunday?
I pretty much look at every game the same. I'm not saying it's real motivation, but I mean, if we lock the two seed up, I feel like that's huge. And just making sure that we come out and play hard. And I treat this game like every other week.
What makes Aaron Rodgers still dangerous, even at 41 years old?
He's still mobile, being able to get out the pocket, making throws on the run. And he's still very accurate and has really good receivers.
You guys didn't play against Devontae the first time around. How have you seen their offense change since they added Devontae?
Really just getting him the ball. They give it to both Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams, just making sure they get those guys the ball.
What would it mean to this team to go undefeated at home? You can do that with a win on Sunday?
That'd be huge. That'd be great. You know what I'm saying? Just more confidence for us. You know what I'm saying? So just making sure we build.
You mentioned in that first answer how this is a division game. Is the way this past Sunday went just sort of an extra reminder of the way these games can go late in the season?
For sure. I mean, it doesn't matter about the records or anything like that. Like, we know every time we play the Jets, every time we play the Patriots, Miami, it's always going to be a tough game, you know? So just making sure that we're coming in with that mindset, ready to play.
Terrence, you're getting ready for your 100th career game.
Didn't know that.
You know, do you kind of ever look back and go, wow, it's kind of gone fast?
Man. Yeah, I do. I definitely do. It's special, and I'm so thankful to be with an organization for this long.
McDermott remembers him being on the sideline at the Senior Bowl, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Him just trying to get a sense of you. Do you recall that moment? I mean, he still remembers
it. I don't remember him. Nah, I don't remember him, but I talked to the Bills during the Senior Bowl week, and I didn't know they were going to draft me because that's the only time I talked to them. And yeah, like, I just remember that time, and it was a special time, and I'm just so thankful to be here.
Has Sean brought that up to you?
Yeah, he does. He actually brought it up to me about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Did he tell you that?
Yeah, he told us that. Okay. He didn't tell us that part of it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I mean, what do you make of that? It's like that he's probably, that may have been the moment that he was sizing you up. And
yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. It just gives me a moment to think about how far I've came, and the things I've done, the things we've done as an organization, as a team, and it's special.
I think it's they were sure about you. They didn't need to bring you in for a 30 visit.
Don't you think that? Very possible.
Is that 100 counting playoffs, Jack?
I don't know.
I think it's just regular season.
So you're already there.
Actually, 100.
The crazy thing is, as I was counting, and I really thought I was past 100. But I was counting playoff games too. Yeah.
You sounded good. What would you tell your rookie self?
Find out what you need to excel at your position, and follow other guys that are excelling in the league already, and work at it harder than anyone else.
Do you believe you did that?
Yes, I do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I do.
As a teammate of Josh Allen, mm-hmm. what would it mean to you guys for him to win the MVP?
Huge, because, I mean, there's definitely other years where I thought he deserved it, you know, but, I mean, this year he's been so spectacular, like, and he's played at a high level before this, but this is just unbelievable. I think it's a no-brainer.
What you just said about what you tell your rookie self, mm-hmm. you take a guy like Cole Bishop, mm-hmm. had an opportunity early in the season, now he's getting another opportunity with some injuries.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you see that at all in him, his like ability to understand what he needs to understand about his position and maybe implementing that in this end part of the season?
Yes, I do. I mean, he's already, to me, a freak athlete, like just how big he is and how well he can move. But what sets him apart, I think, is his mindset and how he's so coachable, always listening to the coaches and talking to the older guys, trying to see how they see things, and I feel like he's going to be a really good player.
How hard has that been for you guys with the kind of revolving door back there the last couple of weeks? And it seems like it could be kind of continuation of that revolving door the last couple of weeks here.
It's not too tough, you know what I'm saying? Because we got guys that are ready when the number's called, and they do a good job throughout the week. Like, they're going to play whether they're up or they're second string.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.